Hey, I want to talk to you about, are you going to have a better future than your past? And are you willing to be brave enough to ask yourself a key question? What am I truly capable of? I was just listening to my mentor's podcast, Brooke Castillo of the Life Coach School, and I think it was something about Extraordinary Life or something like that. It came out in August of 2021, I think we're around the 20th of the month, somewhere like that. Always comes out on a Thursday. So for those of you who watch this in the future, if you would like to listen to it, you can feel free. So she was talking about how Dan Sullivan has a quote where he says, "Is your future going to be better than your past?" And let me tell all of you, if you want a better future for yourself, that means that today you have to start living differently than what you allow yourself to think about you're capable of today based on your past. So let me explain that a little bit. I watch a lot of you do is sit around, and I call it circling the drain in no BS, where you're here, you want to lose weight, you're not sure if you can, you dabble in some of the videos, you make some plans, the moment it gets hard, the moment insecurity starts, the moment you mess up, you put the brakes on. Because you're not willing to push yourself to what you're truly capable of. I think a lot of you confuse your capabilities with being perfect or doing all the things right. That's not what that means. So I would love for you to today, if you're the kind of person who says, you know, I have been circling the drain. I mean, I like it here. This makes sense. Something in me says, this is unlike everything else. So if there's something in you that is already saying, I know you can do this. This is all, like, you're thinking, this all makes sense. But there's a part of your brain that's scared that you won't lose weight. And so when you allow yourself to stay focused, you allow yourself to consider that you can't lose weight, you make posts where you're asking, like, I'm having a hard time with X. Who else is having a hard time? That's a signal that you are letting yourself believe that this is too hard for you, and you're letting yourself think about it too much, because now your do line of your think, feel, do cycle is you reaching out and saying, there's got to be evidence that lots of people are broken just like me. That tricks you into thinking you'll feel better if you know, well, there's other people who can't do it. Y'all, it's not helpful. You really don't feel better. It confirms a shitty belief that you have about yourself, about your lack of capabilities. We don't want to be doing that. What we want to be doing is we want to challenge ourselves to think about why we can do this. So for a lot of you, a tough exercise, and I'm going to tell you, this would be a tough one even for me. I know y'all think that I'm some kind of big-ass goal-getter and stuff. I am, but whenever I challenge myself to think about the big goals that I want, the things I want to do in my life that make me literally want to vomit because I'm like, there's no way you're smart enough to do that. There's no way you could do that. You'd have to destroy your family. You know, if you want, like, so one of my big dreams, I would love to have a talk show. I would love to have like a book, those kinds of things. Like in my mind, those are the things. And when I think about what am I truly capable of, my brain will go to pretty extraordinary things. And then it scares the shit out of me. I think about, wait, you'll lose people you love. You know, more people will hate you. Like, my brain gets just as scared as yours does about things. So it is a question that's so worth asking for all of you to think about for a moment, just right. Like, without all my fears and doubts, what would I be doing with my life? What would I do today if I wasn't sitting around afraid that I won't stick to my plan? Like, think about this in the micro. Like, I would love for you all to do the exercise where, like, what am I truly capable of? And figure out what that is. And then if you don't, like, if it goes, your brain goes ham and it tells you a lot of shit, That's excellent things to get coached on, to go to ask coaches and work through it with them. Because for some of us, we're not used to thinking about our capabilities. And our brain automatically tells us what's wrong with us. And that's one of the reasons why some of you have a hard time, like, circling the drain with the material. Because when you hear me talk about potential, and you hear me talking about making it easy, and you hear me talking about things, it triggers your insecurities. That's why you don't do the things. If you have a belief that you can't lose weight, it will feel harder to do the 24-hour plan, because each time you do it, it brings up thoughts like, this probably won't work, like, the foods I put on there aren't good enough. All I need all of you to do is understand that your brain is doing that, so that you can get out of quit blaming the world why you're not losing weight. No more saying, it's because my boss said, or it's because whatever, my kids have soccer practice. Those are not the problems. And I don't want to let you guys think those are the problems, because they hold you back from what you're capable of. There ain't a woman inside of No BS right now that can't take her kids to a soccer game at 9 o'clock at night, not have ate, and figure out a way to still take care of herself. It is not that impossible. But we tell ourselves things like, well, I just can't get that hungry. I always have overeaten in the past. And we allow ourselves to think things and then blame being too hungry. Then blame our kids and their soccer schedules and things like that. And that's the stuff we got to stop. We have to start learning, whether you want to change your thinking or not, you at least have to know the thinking that's holding you back from what you're most capable of. So journal on, what am I truly capable of doing without my fears, without my doubts? The things that you're still not doing inside of No BS, I want you to think about this. If you're not making your 24-hour plan, ask yourself this question. If I wasn't afraid and I wasn't worried that I couldn't lose weight, would I just make the plan? If I wasn't worrying that I'll break it, would I make it? Because if the answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to just do some of this stuff. And let me tell you the last point I really wanted to make today, which is, I think for a lot of you, this will be really important. It's so easy to want to quit on yourself. It offers immediate relief. Saying no to a 24-hour plan so that you don't have to sit and think, see, you're probably like, why bother? You didn't lose weight this week. So it's easier to not make a plan and give in to that misery. There's a moment of relief. The only thing it does is it's like, all right, now we don't have to think about the 24-hour plan anymore. I want to challenge you to make it so that you do have to think those thoughts, so that you can tell yourself it does matter for this reason. Stop quitting on your little habits simply because you have an uncomfortable thought that leads to self-doubt, worry, or shame. Those are not good reasons to not do it. Those are the very feelings that when you feel them, you need to have compassion. Say, I get it. I am working on believing I can do this. I'm going to go ahead and do it now, because the only reason why I wouldn't do it is because I have a fear, a doubt, or worry. And if I didn't have those, I'd probably just do it and it wouldn't be dramatic. So today I also want you thinking about, what are the things that you can do today that without, if you didn't, like, what are you not, let's do it this way. What are the things that you're not doing consistently inside of No BS because you don't like how it feels? For some of you, it's planning. For some of you, it's push and play on a video. Always, always know, if you don't like a feeling, not doing the thing doesn't make the feeling go away. It manifests somewhere else. So if you're like worried you can't follow the 24-hour plan, so you quit making it, guess what? You don't get absolved of worry. You start worrying, well, I'm not using the materials. You start worrying, then that leads to, well, probably can't lose weight anyway. So you start worrying that you'll never be able to lose weight. You aren't trading in. You aren't feeling better. The best thing to do is to notice when I'm worried and stuff, if I really want to feel differently, keep doing the things and change my thought about doing the things. Tell myself this will help over time. Because here's my bottom line for all of you. I never want to see another person quit no BS because they felt like a failure. If you fail, be damn sure you went out in a blaze of glory, that you were giving it your all. You did all the things I said. You reached out to ask coaches. You listened to the modules. You did all the worksheets. Do not quit because you did some stuff and you convince yourself it's not working, because your mind will know the difference. It will know. Well, it's really your fault, because the moment you quit, give it about 2 days. The next thing you know, you will be searching for another diet and hoping that it will work, but worrying more that it won't. You don't need to go somewhere else to figure this out. I'm not just trying to keep you guys because I like a collection. I got people beating the door down to be here. I just care that you don't ever leave again another weight loss program unless you've lost all your weight or you've given it so much of your energy. And I don't mean restriction and stuff. I mean your mental energy, working on becoming the best version of you, working on figuring out your shit to where you're like, you know, it's actually the four basics. They just don't work for me. I gave it everything plus some. I used that ask coaches. I filled out worksheets. I did all the things. Most of the time, well, all the time, I've never had anyone, no matter how much weight they needed to lose, work everything we throw at you. Like, do all the worksheets and no BS. Get on the self-paced courses and take the next level that you need. You got shitty thoughts, you go to Thoughts 2.0. Struggling with urges, you do Urges 2.0. Your basics are not dialed, you do Basics 2.0. Your relationships are trash, you do the Relationships Workshop. I've just never had anybody leave after doing everything and saying, yeah, nothing changed. That never happens. So I just implore all of you, when you are thinking today, I want you to think about, what am I truly capable of? Where am I holding myself back right now because of worries and fears? If that's the only problem, is that I'm worried about something, let me take steps moving forward while I work on my worries and my fears. Do not let your worries and your fears be your deciding factors. You need to learn, at least if you don't learn anything inside of no BS, to learn how to live your life, making your decisions based upon what you're capable of, not because you're terrified you can't do. All right, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.